Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Golder and today Maseches Vachim Daf Kuf Beis, the 12th Perek Tful Yom. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav said that Moshe was a Kohen Gadol and received the Sharon Karbonos. This is challenged from a Bryce which asks, who was Mazgir, who confined Miriam Saras? Moshe couldn't because he was a Zar, a non-Kohen, and a Zar cannot inspect Negaim. Aaron couldn't because he was a relative who also cannot inspect Negaim. El Kavod Gadol Chalko HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam Osesha. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided great honor to Miriam at that time and said, Ani Kohen, I am a Kohen. Vani Maskira, Ani Chota, Vani Potra. And I will confine her, I'll confirm her, and I will release her from it. This Brisa states explicitly that Moshe was a Zar and could not inspect Negaim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered that the inspection of the Negaim is different. The Aron Uvan of Ksuvim Beparsh, because Aron and his sons are specifically written in the Parsha, so even if Moshe was a Kohen, he could not inspect Negaim. Point number two, Tanaim and Abraisa debate if Moshe was a Kohen. Regarding the Pasuk that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry with Moshe for resisting the mission to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha said, Kol Charon Af Shebatorah Nemar Bo Roshem. With every mention of burning of anger in the Torah, an effect is mentioned regarding it, meaning it's followed by a rebuke or a curse. Zewel Nemar Bo Roshem, but this instance does not mention an effect regarding it, meaning nothing resulted from Hashem's anger. Rav Shimon Yochai says this Charon Af also had an effect because HaKadosh Baruch refers to Aaron as the Levi, although he was a Kohen, to say, Nir Marti Atta Kohen Vahu Levi, I said that you would be the Kohen and he would be the Levi. Now Aaron will be the Kohen and you'll be the Levi. The Chachamim say that Moshe was never intended to be the Kohen except during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Some say that Kohuna only ceased from Moshe's descendants, but Moshe was a Kohen his whole life. The Gemara objects that Moshe left Paro's presence, Bachari Av, in a burning anger, and he didn't say anything to Paro. Reish Lakish answers, Star of a Yatza. He slapped Paro on the cheek and left. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tzadichei Asama Beis taught that even a Kohen who is only Tamei during Zerika, but Tahor during Hector Cholavim, does not receive a share in Karbanas. The Gemara infers that if he was Tahor during Zerika and Tamei during Hector Cholavim, he would receive a share. This disagrees with Abba Shaul, who said, A Kohen can never eat, meaning receive a share, unless he was Tahor from the time of Zerika until the time of Hector Cholavim, because the Pasuk says, Hamakriv es damo shlamim v'sechelev, the one who offers the blood of the shlamim and the fat, implying he must be Tahor even during the burning of the fat. Rav Ashi asked, according to Abba Shaul, Nitma bein taimahu, if he became Tamei in between the Zerika and the Hector Cholavim, what is the halacha? Is it sufficient that he was Tahor during both the Zerika and the Hector Cholavim, or must he have been Tahor from the Zerika until the Hector Cholavim without any tumah in the interim? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous Daf, Rav said that Moshe was a Kohen Gadol and received the Sharon Karbonos. This is challenged from a Bryce which asks, who was Mazgir, who confined Miriam Saras? Moshe couldn't because he was a Zar, a non-Kohen, and a Zar cannot inspect Negaim. Aaron couldn't because he was a relative who also cannot inspect Negaim. El Kavod Gadol Chalko HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam Osesha. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided great honor to Miriam at that time and said, Ani Kohen, I am a Kohen. Vani Maskira, Ani Chota, Vani Potra, and I will confine her, I'll confirm her, and I will release her from it. This Brisa states explicitly that Moshe was a Zar and could not inspect Negaim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered that the inspection of Negaim is different. The Aron Uvan of Ksuvim Beparsh, because Aron and his sons are specifically written in the Parsha, so even if Moshe was a Kohen, he could not inspect Negaim. Point number two, Tanaim and Abraisa debate if Moshe was a Kohen. Regarding the Pasuk that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry with Moshe for resisting the mission to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha said, Kol Charon Af Shebatorah Nemar Bo Roshem. With every mention of burning of anger in the Torah, an effect is mentioned regarding it, meaning it's followed by a rebuke or a curse. Zewel Nemar Bo Roshem, but this instance does not mention an effect regarding it, meaning nothing resulted from Hashem's anger. Rav Shimon Yochai says this Charon Af also had an effect because HaKadosh Baruch refers to Aaron as the Levi, although he was a Kohen, to say, Nir Marti Atta Kohen Vahu Levi, I said that you would be the Kohen and he would be the Levi. Now Aaron will be the Kohen and you'll be the Levi. The Chachamim say that Moshe was never intended to be the Kohen except during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Some say that Kohuna only ceased from Moshe's descendants, but Moshe was a Kohen his whole life. The Gemara objects that Moshe left Paro's presence, Bachari Av, in a burning anger, and he didn't say anything to Paro. Reish Lakish answers, Star of a Yatza. He slapped Paro on the cheek and left. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tzarich Hasamim Beis taught that even a kohen who is only tummy during Zerika, but tahor during Hekdesh Cholavim, does not receive a share in Karbanos. The Gemara infers that if he was tahor during Zerika and tummy during Hekdesh Cholavim, he would receive a share. This disagrees with Abba Shaul, who said, a kohen can never eat, meaning receive a share, unless he was tahor from the time of Zerika until the time of Hekdesh Cholavim, because the pasuk says, "Hamakriv es damo shlamim v'sechelav," the one who offers the blood of the shlamim and the fat, implying he must be tahor even during the burning of the fat. Rav Ashi asked, according to Abba Shaul, Nitma bein taimahu, if he became tameh in between the Zerika and the Hekdesh Cholavim, what is the halacha? Is it sufficient that he was tahor during both the Zerika and the Hekdesh Cholavim, or must he have been tahor from the Zerika until the Hekdesh Cholavim without any tumah in the interim? The Gemara concludes, Teku. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Beis, and our standard Siman is a cave, so here goes. The woman who was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kehuna to his brother, who was a Levi, who was hoping to stay tahor from the time of Zerika until the time of Hekdesh Cholavim, so he could get a share of the Karbanos. Once again, slow motion. The woman who was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave, that must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The woman was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself, which reminds us, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazkir Miriam Tzras himself. So the woman was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself, saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kehuna to his brother, who was a Levi. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas, if Moshe was a Kohen, and we learn, Kol Charon Afshim B'Torah Nemar Baroshim, with every mention of burning of anger in the Torah, an effect is mentioned regarding it, meaning it's followed by a rebuke or a curse or something else, V'zeh Nemar Baroshim, but this instance does not mention an effect regarding it, meaning nothing resulted from Hashem's anger. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, this Charon Af also had an effect, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Aaron as the Levi, although he was a Kohen, to say, Ani amarti ata Kohen v'hu Levi, I said that you, Moshe, would be a Kohen, and he would be the Levi. Now Aaron will be the Kohen, and you will be the Levi. So the woman who was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kehuna to his brother, who was a Levi, who was hoping to stay tahor from the time of Zerika until the time of Hekdesh Cholavim, so he could get a share of the Karbanos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the halakha is regarding a Kohen getting a share in Karbanos if he was tameh during Hekdesh Cholavim or between the Zerika and Hekdesh Cholavim. So once again, the woman who was declared a Metzora and confined to a cave by Hashem himself saw her great brother in the distance, who was a Kohen, give Bigdei Kehuna to his brother, who was a Levi, who was hoping to stay tahor from the time of Zerika until the time of Hekdesh Cholavim, so he could get a share of the Karbanos. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach Chazara. Dav Tzadiches. So the Simur Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, laughter, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must be on Dav Tzadiches, schok. The clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and amincha into them, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that absorptions from all Karbanos sanctified, which is derived from achatas and menachos. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chetzitzah since they don't bother him, which reminds us, Rava says that it's obvious to him that blood on a garment is a chetzitzah for tefillah and a mikvah. But for a tabach, a butcher who's used to blood on his clothing, it's not a chetzitzah since he doesn't mind it. Similarly, Ravav, grease constitutes a chetzitzah for a garment, but for a mocha Ravav, a seller of grease, it's not a chetzitzah since he doesn't mind it. The question is, what is the din if he had both dum and grease on him? The question is left unresolved. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as chatzitza since they don't bother him, but had someone turn away the Tefillah Yom and Mechuser Kippurim, who don't receive a portion of Karbanos to eat at night, which reminds us, the 12th Berakh begins, Tefillah Yom, one who immersed that day and will become fully tahor at night, and a Mechuser Kippurim, one lacking atonement for Tumah, requiring Karbanos to complete his purification, in Chokim B'Kadshim L'Echol L'Erev, do not receive a portion in the Karbanos that night. Daf Tzadites. So the Simur Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The Tefillah Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel. Cheetah? That must be on Daf Tzadites. The Tefillah Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tevul Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanos. The Pasuk says, HaKohen mechata oso yachlenu. The Kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific Kohen who performs Zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire Mishmar of Kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the Pasuk to mean Rui lechitui, fit for Zrika. So the Tevul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, which reminds us that we learned that a Baal Mum who is also a Tamei does not receive a share in Karbanos. So the Tevul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the Onan sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his Karban Pesach along with other Kadshim, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that although an Onan does not receive a share in Karbanos, he may partake of other Kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another mission which states, Onen tovo v'ocho es pischo l'erev, an Onen immerses himself and eats his Karban Pesach in the evening because the Aninah's prohibition on the following night is midrabanan and wait for the Karban Pesach. Avlo b'kachim, but he may not eat other Karbanas. Rav Yirmi Medifti says that our mission is discussing the night of Pesach. I eat the acho Pesach, acho nami kachim. Since he may eat the Pesach, he may also eat other Karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the Pesach, which carries a karas penalty. During the rest of the year, when there's no Karban Pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi gives a different explanation. Daf Kuf, so the Simur Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The Onan who read a note attached to a banana than a monkey. Monkey? That must be on Daf Kuf, kof. The Onan who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Er Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, which reminds us, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion, whether a Karban Pesach may be brought for an Onan, and five answers are presented. In the fourth answer, Abaye says here Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an Onan cannot bring a Pesach is when the relative died before Chatzos, an Er Pesach, whereas Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an Onan to bring a Pesach is when he died after Chatzos. He explains, if he died before Chatzos, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, Aninas Deraisa takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. So the Onan who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Er Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, which reminds us, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon refer to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abai and holds that Aninas even overrides the Pesach obligation, which preceded it. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shechted and threw his blood for him, whereas the ruling allowing an Onan to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shechted and threw his blood for him. So the Onan who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Er Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the Karban Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that Aninas extends into the night after burial, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas Tanaim regarding Aninas if Yom Kvura Tofes Leila Midrabban, whether Aninas extends into the night after burial, Midrabban. Kuf Av, so the Simran Daf Kuf Av is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, bird calling, that must be Maran Daf Kuf Av, caw, caw. At the monthly Kohen bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onan call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, which reminds us, Tanaim debate why the Seir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh was burnt on the day that Aaron and his sons became Onanim upon the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Mifnei Aninas Ravua, they burned it because of Aninas, meaning because they were not permitted to eat it. The Psukim hint to an exchange between Moshe and Aaron about why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onan call to commemorate why the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answer with the Tamei call, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah and say, Mifnei Tuma Nisrufa, the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned because of Tuma contracted. According to them, a similar exchange took place between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron explained why the Chatzos was not eaten. Although Moshe was told they could eat it while Onanim, perhaps that was only that night, but during the day it was prohibited based on a kavachom from Maaser Sheni. This delay until night caused the Chatzos to accidentally become Tameh. So at the monthly bird calling meet, where one group practiced the Onen call to commemorate why the Sirosh Chodesh was burnt at the Mishkan's inauguration, and another answered with the Tameh call, a man named Pinchas stood alone dreaming of the day he would become a Kohen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemia, among other questions, why would the Chatzis be burned because they were Onanim and couldn't eat it since Pinchas was also Kohen and was not an Onan? The Gemara answers that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, who said, when he scanned Pinchas ad sheharagu leZimri, Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. As the Pasuk says afterwards, V'haisalo lezoro achra bris kunas olam, it shall be for him an offspring after him, a bris of eternal priesthood, implying he was not a Kohen beforehand. Thus, he wasn't a Kohen at the time of this incident. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that the din that absorption from all karbonis sanctify is derived from both chatas and menachos? That's on daf. Tzadiches. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that a tefil yom and mechusar kippurim do not receive a portion of the karbonis to eat that night? That's on daf. Tzadiches. Good. Number three, which stuff do you know? Since an Onen may eat the carbon Pesach, he may also eat other carbonas. That's on daf. Tzadi test. Good. Number four, which stuff do you discuss if a Kohen gets a share in carbonas if he was tamei during Hector Cholavim or between Zerika and Hector Cholavim? That's on daf. Kuf Beis. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Nechemia holds? The reason the Sirosh Chodesh was burnt on the day of the inauguration is because of the aninus of Aaron and his sons. That's on daf. Kuf Aleph. Good. Number six. Which stuff do Malkok Satayim regarding aninus whether Yom Kippurah tofes leilo midrabbanan? That's on daf. Kuf. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we have in Malkokas if Moshe was a Kohen and we learn Kol Charon Af Shabbatorah Nemer Baroshem? That's on daf. Kuf Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we Malkokas if Marika and Shtifa is required during the Regal? That's on daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we learn that Kosh Baruch Hu is Maskir Miriam Saras himself? That's on daf. Kuf Beis. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn why pots in the Mikdash were broken and not returned to keep Shonos, the kilns? That's on daf. Tzadivav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.